Blog Talk Radio.
Holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily with a word. Amen. You can also call in 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. May you always walk in sunshine. May you never want more. Amen, amen, and amen. Moments of faith. Let us pray. Psalms 27, 4 through 9. Seek his face. One thing I ask of the Lord. This is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God of my salvation. O God, my Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord, when my eyes confront my heart and I realize that you have filled my heart with your love, I am breathless with amazement. Once my heart was so small in its vision, so narrow in its compassion, so weak in its zeal for truth, then you chose to enter my heart, and now in my heart I can see you. I can love all your people, and I have courage to proclaim the truth of your gospel to anyone and everyone. Like wax before a fire, my heart has melted under the heart of your love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. And at this time, I will play another selection.
Peter the kind of clothes that he would wear? Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what hand to help his fellow man. Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God, 'cause he's trying hard to gain a little more? Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some would ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Philippians 4:13 says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Amen? Praise God. When you think of God in all his glory and of yourself as an insignificant speck on the earth, it is incredibly difficult to identify with him. And yet, the Spirit of God, who fills God's entire creation, can also inhabit your spirit. When you realize this, you release a preciously untapped power in your life. When you realize that God, in his grace, has revealed himself in you through his Spirit, you will learn to draw on his strength, and your life will be vibrant and balanced. Amen? Let us pray. Merciful Lord Jesus, I accept the gift of the Holy Spirit and therefore enjoy intimate communion with you, my Lord and my God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our grace for today. Again, at this time, I will play another selection. And I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our Sweet Hour Prayer and Thankful Thursday and our inspirational music. Praise be to God. I hope you enjoyed this selection. All belongs to you by the Wickytones.
Belongs to you. Belongs to you.
Praise be to God. Pray for your children. Praying for your children is the most powerful way you can care for them. Most times, your heart will naturally overflow in prayer for them. And even when they're causing trouble or your patience is wearing thin, a quick prayer will calm your nerves and soothe your children. You will be amazed at the huge difference a prayer will make in the lives of your little ones. Ask God to show you how to let them know that after him and your husband, they are more important than all the other people in your life. Be ready to show your love. Set aside time each day to pray for your kiddies. And don't forget to pray for them when they're around. That lets them know you and God love them. It also helps them feel more secure and models prayer. Praying for your kids is some of the best times you'll ever invest. Prayer is a powerful privilege. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, protect the little one lives you have placed in our heart, in our care. Help us to be patient, calm, loving, and supportive. Open their hearts to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Because all to the glory of God. Amen.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. In the fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. Far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds. Restore our souls brand new. Oh,
pray for perspective. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, in the MSG Bible says, all I'm doing right now, friends, is showing how these things pertain to Apollos and me, so that you will learn restraint and not rush into making judgments without knowing all the facts. It is important to look at things from God's point of view. I would rather not see you inflating or deflating reputations based on mere hearsay. Amen. If a temporary loss of perspective has left you worried, exhausted, or both, it's time to readjust your thoughts pattern. Negative thoughts are habit forming. Thankfully, so are positive ones. With patience, you can form the habit of focusing on God's priorities and your own possibilities. When you do, you will soon discover that you will spend less time fretting about your challenges and more time praising God for his gifts. Amen? So when you call upon the Lord and prayerfully seek his will, he will give you wisdom and perspective. When you make God's priorities your priorities, he will direct your steps and calm your fears. So today and every day hereafter, pray for a sense of balance and perspective. And remember, no problems are too big for God, and that includes yours. Attitude is the mind's paintbrush. It can color any situation. Like a shadow declining swiftly away, like the dew of the morning gone with the heat of the day, like the wind in the treetops, like a wave of the sea, so are our lives on earth when seen in light of eternity. Earthly fears are no fears at all. Answer the big question of eternity, and the little questions of life falls into perspective. Amen? Instead of being frustrated and overwhelmed by all that is going on in our world, go to the Lord and ask him to give you his eternal perspective. Praise God. The proper perspective creates within us a spirit of reaching out of ourselves with joy and enthusiasm. Here's a thought. When you focus on the world, you lose perspective. When you focus on God's promises, you gain clear perspective. Amen? So focus on God and not on the world. In Colossians 3 and 1, in the CSB Bible says, so if you have been raised with the Messiah, seek what is above, where the Messiah is, seated at the right hand of God. Amen? In Luke 10, 38 through 42, in the New King James Version says, now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcome him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." Praise God. And Proverbs 24 and 16 says, "Though a righteous man falls seven times, he will get up, but the wicked will stumble into ruin." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, give us wisdom and perspective. Guide us according to your plans for our life and according to your commandments. And keep us mindful, dear Lord, that your truth is and will forever be the ultimate truth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, I will play another selection, because our God is awesome.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Praise
Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
awesome, awesome.
Come on and say, awesome,
awesome.
Somebody ought to celebrate the arms of God.
Praise God. My God is awesome. Lord God of hosts, it's easy for me to try to take matters into my own hands when I'm wrong or when I feel if someone or something is unfair. I try to fix it or change the person, or even look for ways to retaliate. Please forgive me for harboring ill feelings toward others who have mistreated me or overlooked me somehow, instead of taking matters into my own hands. I want to remember your name, Jehovah Elohim Tisha B'Av, and trust in you as the great warrior and the Lord God of hosts. Thank you for forgiveness, grace, and mercy in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen, which is entitled, Free from Regret. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 8, verse 36. And it says, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Amen. Praise God for the reading of his word. I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't made that decision or agreed to that. Do you ever look back over your life and feel regret? If so, it's likely you have experience some type of emotional wound. One day may be marked by ongoing guilt or shame. It is understandable living in a fallen world. We are bound to make mistakes that leave a painful mark. In fact, the phrase, I wish I had never, is a warning indicator that there is something deep within you that needs to be made right with God. As a believer, you know you're under the blood of Jesus and forgiven of your sins. And if you're confused and repented of your transgression, you know he is faithful to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness, 1 John 1 and 9. But remember that sin at its core is trying to get your need meets your way rather than God's. There's something within you that still has trouble trusting him. Therefore, if you're struggling with regrets today, go to God and ask him to reveal the true source of your pain. He will not only heal you, but teach you to get your needs met his way and with his freedom. Jesus, let us pray. Jesus, only you know how to set me free from these regrets. Lead me to liberty, my Savior. Amen. Amen and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
praise,
every praise
is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up.
Every praise
is to our God.
Every word of worship
with one accord.
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection.
Fill me up, God.
flow in my heart and permeate all my soul, all my soul is yours, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul is yours.
God, again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, and while we're waiting, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Oh,
all I told him, this is what I'm going to do.
She's running a little behind schedule, and while we're waiting, I will play a short selection. Hopefully, she will be with us soon.
Keeps my mind, the grace you've shown towards me. I just can't believe how you never turn away when I push you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go.
Amen. And I'm going to cut that selection short just in case we lose our speaker again. So at this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
Running, honey, running. Running, that's all.
Oh,
my goodness. It is a wonderful, wonderful afternoon, too. It's 87 degrees out there.
Wow, maybe there.
I said, okay.
Woo.
Yeah, it's 82, I think. And
well,
I got out
hot.
There. I said, let me go. Look, I'm so fast. But you know what? This is what I try to tell y'all. Thank God that God is in our future.
Mm.
God is in our past. And God is in our now.
Okay.
He's with us.
Yes,
because
he is.
I got the word ready earlier, and then I said, let me go and run to the store. I got time. I got out there. I said, oh, they got some sales.
Oh.
I got to shopping around, looking, just strolling through the store.
Mm-hmm.
I strolled through that last store, and the lady that was ringing it up, I looked. I said, oh, it's 6:15. Huh. It's still bright and light outside.
Ooh.
I got in the car. I said, help me, King Jesus. I said, 6:15. I took off with that car, and as soon as I took off, I came out of that parking lot, and traffic was backed up all the way to Egypt.
Yeah.
I said, oh, Lord. I said, let me get with GPS, because, you know, I use the GPS so she can tell me the shortcut. I use the GPS. She said, you're going to get off here and go there and turn here. I said, I have to leave this GPS alone. But I couldn't because she knew all the shortcuts.
Okay.
So I had to keep listening to her so she could bring me on in. I guess she said, oh, try to cut me off again, see where you end up.
Okay.
Because that traffic was not moving. That was
Oh my God.
That traffic was at a standstill. But I bless God. While I was at that standstill,
yes.
I said, let me text Evangelist Hilda. Because a sister is crazy.
I thought you forgot to turn
God.
Your clock forward.
No. You know, when you got a cell phone, it automatically turns. So you can't even use that as an excuse. You can't even use that as an excuse.
Absolutely.
It doesn't for you. I said, oh, well, let me just try to let them know I'm on my way. I'll see you in a few minutes. Yeah, thank God for that GPS.
You would have been still driving.
And still driving. Because here's the thing. I knew today was Thursday, you know, everything going on, work and everything. So guess what? I get out there and I say, oh, I got time. Go out there and shop. Look at all these sales.
Yes.
And I'm just looking around. I looked behind that lady. I said, oh, 6:15. I still didn't think about it. Got in the car. I said, 6:15. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
That's why I say we have got to start paying God attention.
Okay.
Not he's got to pay us attention.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to start paying God attention. Because when I tell you I was sitting in the house, it was like 4 or something like that. I don't know. I go said, just go ahead and write it out real quick and then go. I said, yeah, it's real short. I might as well write it out. So I wrote it out. I said, oh, that looks good. I'll see that.
Uh-huh.
And wasn't paying it no attention. Just took off the seat. That's why I say, oh, my goodness, I'm getting ready to get into this word. Precious and heavenly Father, just want to thank you, oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Traveling mercy. My goodness. When we think that we're so in a rush,
yes.
that we got to dodge in and out of traffic. Thank God that you are there maneuvering that traffic out of our way.
Amen.
So that we have traveling mercy. We have a safeguard around us. When
yes.
we're losing it in our minds, you're saying, take your time.
Mm.
Take your time. Your life is valuable. Okay? The life of others are valuable.
Yes.
So we thank you, God, that even when we're rushing, you're not. You're just as calm and getting it done for us. So we thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness that you wake us up each and every day, clothed in our right minds, divine healings in our bodies, oh God.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, that you wake us up, preparing us for our day. Even when we're not paying attention to everything you're saying, we're just doing it and don't realize that you're preparing us for what's coming up in the next hour, in the next 2 hours. We thank you, God. We thank you. Oh, my goodness. Because you are our scheduler. You are our calendar. Oh, my goodness. What would we do without you? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Because of your presence, we can hear what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, now I'm going to prepare myself to deliver your word and pray that everyone under the sound of my voice is going to be blessed just hearing your voice. Not Kathy's voice, your voice, oh God. Have your way right now. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. And the word is so sweet. It's just so sweet. Because the last couple of times, all he did was tell us his name. And then he told us what the significance was of knowing that name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, the name is Jehovah Shammah. S-H-A-M-M-A-H. Jehovah Shammah. Thank you, God. Yes, oh God.
Amen.
My goodness, here we go. Thank you, God. Whew. I tell you. Here we go. Okay, I just want to make sure I had it up. Oh, thank you, God. Did I say, okay, the scripture is Ezekiel 48:31-35.
Amen.
Yes. Ezekiel 48:31-35. Thank you, God. Ooh. Somebody's trying to text me. Not now. I can't. I'm too busy. Here we go. The gates of the city will be named after the tribes of Israel. Mm. On the north side, there will be three gates, the gate of Reuben, the gate of Judah, and the gate of Levi. Mm. Verse 32 says, on the east side, on the east side, which will be 4,500 cubits long, there will be three gates, the gate of, I'm missing a gate.
Mm.
Hold on. 32, right? Okay. On the east side, the gates will be named Simeon, Issachar, and the gate of Zebulun. Mm-mm. On the west side, thank you, God. I tell you, God is sitting there going, my daughter, Lord. On the west side, which will be also 4,500 cubits long, there will be three gates. The gate of Gad, Asher, and the gate of Naphtali. So he's naming the gates after the tribes of Israel, right? The 12 tribes of Israel. So that's why it's broken down this way. Just trying to make sure we all have understanding. Okay, and then verse 35, the perimeter of the city will be a total of 18,000 cubits. And from that day, on the name of the city will be the Lord is there, Jehovah Shema. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing. Doing and always. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, thank you. I was trying to check my phone. It sounded like it was staticky, but it's okay. Okay, so the title of this message is Jehovah Shema, which y'all just heard means the Lord is there. We see that Ezekiel, who was the prophet at the time, Ezekiel was having a vision. What you're hearing him say right now is his vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's talking in his vision. God is telling him what is about to take place in the future. Okay? They're not there yet. They're not there yet. So what has happened is we see that the Israelites are going through right now because of their sins, because of their wickedness. So during those times, often God would allow them to have a Babylonian experience. What that is when their enemies rise up against them, it feels like they're alone, because God just standing there watching while the enemies attack them, right? And then, so now they're oppressed and stressed out and everything, and they know it's because of the things that they were doing, right? You got to understand, God is going to chastise us, but he said he only chastises the ones that he loves.
Yes.
Right? So don't get upset. My goodness, glory to God. My daddy's probably in heaven right now going, oh, now she knows. Now she knows. So don't get upset when your mother or father get ready to tear your little tail up, because you'd have been doing all the things they told you not to do, Kathy. That's right. They get ready to tear your tail up. But it doesn't mean that they don't love you, that they're not with you, they're not going to support you, they're not going to feed you anymore. It doesn't mean any of that, okay? It just means that I can't let you keep doing wrong. Oh, my goodness, glory to God, watch this. Because eventually you might start thinking you're the parent and I'm the child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. If you're able to think that you're the parent and they're the child, that means you're going to start telling them what to do. Why? Because
yes.
They never chastise you when you do wrong. Right? Which means that you're going to start doing whatever you want to do, because you know that you're not going to get in trouble. So every now and again, they're going to chastise you for something you've done wrong. Right? And after they chastise you, well, I don't know about your parents. My mother, not my daddy. My daddy, he ain't, he done tore you up, he going to sit down. My mama would say, I love you guys, but y'all know better than this. You are not supposed to be doing all this, because I've already told you over and over again. Right? But she constantly reminds us that she still loves us. Okay? So God is saying the same thing. Don't think because I've chastised you that I've forsaken you, I don't love you, I don't want you to think that. Right? So Ezekiel the prophet, he's sitting there, and while he's asleep, I imagine, he's hearing this vision. God is showing him the new city that is to come. He's showing them in details how many cubic feet it's going to be, you know, what it's going to look like. And what he's saying is, I need you to go back to the people and let them know as the name of this city is going, the name of the city that you're in right now. Y'all mm-hmm. got to excuse me today because I was rushing, so I'm trying to get it all in. The name of the city that y'all in right now is going to be a new city, and the name is going to be Jehovah Shema, which is God is there, right? Because the Israelites, when they're going through, they get to thinking God has forsaken them. He's not with them. He's upset with them. They're all alone. No, you're not alone. First of all, in order for you to get the beating, they got to be standing right there with you because they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you're feeling correction of any kind, and it is from God, you got to know that he's standing right there with you.
Yep.
Right? I never seen my mother beat me from her job and I'm at home. No. When she gets near me, she's able to tear my tail up. But that just lets me know she's right next to me. Oh, my goodness, good God. She's right next to me.
Okay.
Right? Y'all need to understand the names of your father, Jehovah Shema. S-H-A-M-M-A-H. That means God is there. Where? Right where you are. God wants you to know every time you go through something, every time you're feeling alone, every time you're feeling abandoned, every time you feel like you've done something so wrong that God wouldn't possibly still be with you, blessing you, right? Mm-hmm. Every time you feel at your lowest, grab hold, H-O-P-E. God never leaves us without hope. Why? Because he, my goodness, you know why you got hope? Because grace and mercy is on the scene.
Okay.
Yeah. God is letting us know it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Remember, Jehovah Shema is there. Where? Right there with you. All of his names is saying the same thing. Right? God is with you. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He's right there with us. So when you're going through and you're at your lowest, say, Jehovah Shema, because guess what he was telling the Israelites through that vision? Yeah, you're going to suffer right now, okay? You're going to go through this right now, but it doesn't mean that I'm not there. I'm still there, and when you get through this, I'm going to rebuild your city. Right? And you will forget about everything that I just allowed you to go through.
Okay.
Huh? But in the meantime, I need you to know that God is there. Jehovah Shema. Yeah. Because right now, you know what? He's looking at all of us. All of us. He's seeing some cry at midnight. He's seeing some cry at 8 o'clock in the morning. He's seeing some cry at 3 in the morning. He's seeing some cry at noon. He's seeing his children crying. Why? Because a lot of them are overwhelmed with grief. Grief does not come only when there's a death. Okay? Grief comes when you can't pay your bills. You ain't got no job. You don't know where you're going to live. When you're going through, the husband is acting up. The wife is acting up. You facing a divorce. Come on now. When it looks like your friends and your family are rising up against you. Yeah. And guess what? Normally when all of this is happening, it's all happening at the same time.
Yes.
And that's when it becomes overwhelming. It's not like you get hit on Monday. Huh? You go through all of this and you don't get hit again till next month. No, you get hit Monday morning, Monday afternoon, mm-hmm. Monday midday, Monday night, Monday evening. You getting hit so many times in one day. By the time someone comes to see you and go, hey, how you doing? You looking at them like, help me.
Mm.
Help me. And they looking back at you going, I'll keep you lifted up in prayer. Because
yes.
They can see that you are going through so much,
yep.
that they don't have any other answer for you except I'm going to take your situation to God for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that they can say at that time. But guess what? That's a good thing. When you don't have the strength to go yourself, just know someone is going for you.
Exactly.
Why? Look at the guy that was lame. He could not get through that crowd.
Nope.
So Jesus could bless him and he'd be able to walk again. So what did the guys do? You can't get there on your own. We're going to help you. They lowered him down through the roof.
Yes.
Right? And I know it sounds like that's not what I need right now. When you see somebody and you're overwhelmed with your situation, your circumstances, and it's so much negativity hitting you left and right,
yes.
right? And you see somebody and you're trying to tell them, but basically you're just going, help me. And they're looking back and going, I'm going to be praying for you. And you look at it and go, they see that I'm going through all of this and all they can tell me is they're going to pray for me. But
yes.
guess what? They just said a mouthful.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone praying you through. You don't have the strength to do anything. Just consider yourself like the lame man and your friends or your family is lowering you down in the presence of Jesus. Because when they look at you and say, I'm going to pray for you, that's ultimately what they're doing. They're lowering you down into the presence of God.
Amen.
Come on now.
Mm-mm.
You've got to stop thinking no one is with me. Nobody wants to help me. And look at what they are doing. They are praying. That's
yep,
the best
that's
thing that they can do for you in that hour. Come
yes.
on now.
Praise
yeah.
God.
God is trying to let us know. You're
mm-hmm.
looking at it the wrong way. It
all
looks
right.
like just because they didn't give you an extra $10 or they didn't bring you something to eat that they're not helping. They're looking at you, and rather than say anything crazy, they're saying, I'm going to pray for you.
Pray for you.
Mm-hmm. You know those old folks, they used to be singing that song. Somebody prayed for me,
yes.
had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. And then
yes.
they go, I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Come on
yes,
now.
Lord, thank
you need what's going to help you get through. Prayer
yes.
is going to help you get through.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Come on. My goodness, glory to God. And so if someone says they're going to pray for you, you ought to be sitting there all weary, tired, laid back on. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Someone is praying for me.
That's right.
And so with Ezekiel got the vision, and Ezekiel's job was to tell the rest of the nation, I know we're going through right now. I know it seems like God has forsaken us. I know it looks like he's left us out here to go through this and face our enemies all alone. But the devil is a liar. God is there. Real.
Yes.
Right there in our
right
situation.
Here. Yes, he is. Going through it right
now.
Yeah.
You got to understand when he says, call on Jehovah Shammah. That means, Lord, I know you're there. Lord, I don't have the strength to get out the bed. Lord, I ain't got nothing in my refrigerator. Lord, I don't have a job. Lord, my body is aching with pain. But I still know you're there.
Yes.
Jehovah Shammah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Right? stop worrying about what you're going through. Stop focusing on the fact that you ain't got no bill money. You can't pay your rent. You ain't got no job. The folks on your job wrecking your nerves. They lying on you, doing all kind of stuff. Forget about that. All mm-hmm. you got to do is go, thank you, God.
Yes.
Because
yes,
your
yes.
mindset should be Jehovah Shema. Hey, he's
got
there.
It.
Where? Mm-hmm. He's right there in my situation.
Yes,
Jehovah Shema. Mm-hmm. Wake up in the morning and go, Jehovah Shema. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank
you, God.
Thank you, God.
Because the more you say his name, the more you realize what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting you know he's there. Jehovah
yes.
Rapha, he's letting you know he's a healer. Jehovah Nisa, he's letting you know he's your manner. Jehovah El Shaddai,
mm-hmm.
God Almighty, right?
That's
he's
good.
Letting you know, I'm with you. I got you.
Thank you, God.
I see, I know, and
yes.
you're going to be okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Don't
yes.
worry about the timing. Saying, well, they gave me till 5 o'clock. That's okay, because at 4:59, God is going to show up.
Yes, he is. All the time.
I only got 2 days. That's okay. A day and 59 minutes, God is going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever time you think that you have to get your situation taken care of, God, oh my goodness, glory to God, God will be there right on time.
Amen.
Why? Because he's already there.
Come on, now. Yes, he is.
Come on.
Mm-mm.
And guess what? If the truth be told, since he was there before your situation even got there, then that means so is the solution to your problem.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. God was standing there. Here's the thing. God is standing there waiting for your problem to get there.
Yes.
It's not there yet. Because
mm-hmm.
you understand God is in our future. So
yes.
he's there waiting on the problem. When the
yes.
problem gets there, you need to start telling yourself, Jehovah Shema is there. When the
yes,
problem
he
arises, he's mm-hmm. there.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Thank
Whatever
you,
it is, he's already there.
He's there. Yes. Thank you.
Jehovah Shema, mm-hmm. God is there.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
If he's in my future, he's in my yesterday, he's in my today, he's
yes.
there.
He
Whenever
is.
I need him, he's
yes.
there.
Thank you,
my
God.
My goodness, glory to God. We thank God just for reminding us in such a sweet, sweet way. God
mm-hmm.
is there.
Yes.
Wipe your tears from your eyes.
Ooh.
Huh? Calm
yes.
down your nerves. Go downstairs and get you a nice cup of Kool-Aid. Eat you your favorite sandwich. Sit back and relax and say, Jehovah Shema. God is
yes.
there. Right there in the middle of my situation.
Yes,
God
he
is.
Is
there. And if
Thank
God
you.
Is there, he is wherever you are.
Yes, he
He's
is.
He's right there with us.
Oh, thank you, God.
Okay? So through this Easter season, God has me just saying, this is the title of the message, my name. Okay, what name today? Today is Jehovah Shema. God is there.
Amen.
You looking around going, nobody understands what I'm going through. They don't see me. I'm sweating. I'm crying. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. Just know that Jehovah Shema. God is there.
Yes, Lord.
It
Thank
doesn't
you.
Matter what you've done, how long you've been doing it, he's still there.
Yes, he is.
And the vision came through Ezekiel to let his people know in Israel, even though y'all was sinning, y'all did this, y'all did that, God said, I still love you.
Yes.
I'm still here. Where? There.
Yes.
Right where they were.
Mm,
yeah. Don't think for one minute because you did something wrong, because
yes.
you made some mistakes, or better yet, you didn't do anything wrong, so why are you going through? It doesn't matter. God's still there.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
God
is
letting you know.
God.
Nothing
Thank
you've
you.
Done, nothing
yeah.
you do
mm.
is going to stop him from loving you.
That's right.
Okay, as long as he's your God, and he is your God as long as you let him be.
Yeah.
Okay, my mother and father, I couldn't get rid of my mother and father. If I wanted to, they still my mother, they still my father. And when I call myself packing up a bag, talking about I'm leaving, I'm getting out of here.
Bye.
It doesn't matter where I go, I turn around, they still my family.
That's right.
That's still your mother and your father. God is still your father. The only way God is not your father is you say, God, I don't want you in my life.
Mm.
Other than that, take the correction, know that he loves you, and know that he's right there with you. And guess what? Joy is going to come in the morning. Whenever that morning is, just know, right on time. God is going to be right on time. Why? Because he's already there. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you guys. Jehovah Shema. God is there, right there in your situation. Amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you, God. Thank you. I think that was a beautiful message, and it deserves a hand clap praise. And before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. 678-927, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we want to thank you for showing up in the spirit and didn't think it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Pastor Kathy, thank you for the names of God. So far, last week was Emmanuel, God with us, and this week is Jehovah Shammah, which is the Lord is there. So no matter where you are, God is right there with you. No matter what you're going through, he's right there going through it with you. And we thank you, God, for being with us and loving us like no other could ever love us. Amen.
What was the name that he gave for Emmanuel?
Emmanuel, God with us.
No, what was the name that he gave us the week before that?
Abba Father.
Gave I Am.
Oh, you didn't put that. Okay, so Abba Father is I Am.
Yeah, he gave us I Am. I'm with you. So what he's telling us is no matter what you're going through, he's there. He's with us. He
yes.
said he would never leave us. Yeah. Get to know those names.
That's
Start
right.
calling on the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Especially, you know why I love this? Because I didn't see it coming. You know, I wait, and I get off the line, and I start preparing for the next week. And so... But I got to wait until he gives me the word. I can't just manufacture a word. I keep praying. I keep reading his word until he feeds into my spirit what he
yes.
wants done. And I'm thankful that in this Easter season, he mm. chose to say, let's talk about my name.
My Lord.
Mm-mm-mm. He's got so many things. You need to know my name so you know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with God Almighty.
Yes.
The great I Am.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Thank
he
you.
He is a holy, righteous, forgiving, merciful God.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. What better thing to do for this Easter season than to just start calling on the different names of God?
Amen.
Let him know, I know you. I'm getting to know you better and better every day. I know your name. Because he looked at the other disciples and he said, who do you say I am? I know who they think I am, but who do you say I am? You've been with me. You've been traveling with me. So who do you say I am? You think that stopped then? No. He's still looking at us now with everything we're going through. And he said, Kathy, ask them, who do they say I am?
You are the son of
Because if you know who I am, then you know what I'm doing.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank God for everything that he's done, everything he's doing, and everything he's going to do. We thank God that he loves us so much that he's willing to be patient with us. He's willing to show us mercy.
Yes.
He's willing to... Even though he chastises us, he don't chastise us as we deserve. He's still being gentle with us. Okay? He's still a forgiving, merciful God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. And guess what? Some of the meetings are coming from God and some of them are not. But it doesn't matter because Jehovah Shema is still there with you. If you are on this line and you don't know God yet, it's not too late. This is the time when you say, Lord, I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins, Lord God. Come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for our sins.
Yes.
Now that I know and I do believe and I'm asking you to forgive me, I'm also asking you to come into my life. I want you to be my Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
And then you pray and ask God, lead me to a good household of faith so I can get to know you better each and every day. I can be transformed into your likeness. Thank you, God. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you for your name on today, Jehovah Shema. God is there. We thank you for Emmanuel. God is with us. We thank you for I am always with you. Thank you for the names that you are giving us each and every day during this Easter season.
Yes,
and as you put God, our hearts is being pierced. We're remembering all that you've done for us, for our salvation. We're remembering there is no greater love than the love that you have for each and every last one of us.
Ooh,
thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for being forgiving. Thank you for being that peace that surpasses all understanding. We don't even understand what we... But thank you for giving us peace. Jehovah Shalom, thank you for your peace. See, these names just keep coming. They just keep coming. You know why? Because God's mercy and his grace just keeps coming. It just keeps coming.
Thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you.
We thank you for your word on tonight, oh God. We thank you for the ones that were not able to get on the line tonight. We thank you for the ones that did get on. And we trust that as your word continue to go forth,
yes,
everyone under the sound of my voice is embracing your word, oh God, not Pastor Kathy's word, your word. Because when they embrace your word, they are embracing you.
Thank you, God.
We pray that as we get off this line, for never, ever, out of your presence, oh God, that we would continue to meditate on your word as it is prosperous for our soul. We thank you for all you've done, all you're doing, all that you're going to do. Continue to feel with your people. Continue to give traveling mercies. Continue to lead and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. As we get up each and every day acknowledging you, oh God, we pray that you will continue to lead and guide us in the way that we ought to go. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys for your patience tonight. Well, I was running late in that traffic, but thank you because it was still an awesome word. Amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. And on that
thank you
note,
guys. Thank you. Thank
I
you.
I want to thank each and every one for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Love you guys.
Bye. Good night. And I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. To God be the glory. We love you and thank you for showing up at Pray One for Another. Good night, everybody. God bless.